Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's 7:30 here on a Monday morning in 76 degrees. Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say two officers are in critical condition after being shot. Officer Jeannie Pierce says in an email to the Associated Press that additional information about the Monday morning shooting would be released later. No details were immediately provided. Names of the officers and the events leading to the shooting were not released, and no arrests have been announced. As America sees an increase in day-to-day coronavirus cases in some states, one governor says travel restrictions within the U.S. can be counterproductive.
As the spike in COVID-19 cases happens amid phased-in reopenings, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says each state, including his own, has to control the spread of the virus. On ABC's This Week, he added that now is not the time for states to close themselves off.
We can't be putting these restrictions on each other across the country because we do have to do two things, both manage the virus and manage the growth of our economy.
Last week, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut required visitors from a number of states to self-quarantine should they visit the Northeast. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Gasoline prices going up slightly during the past couple of weeks, rising 6 cents to an average of $2.22 for a gallon of unleaded regular. Although prices have risen 29 cents during the past 9 weeks, industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices are still well below normal because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Most of the rise over the past several weeks has been from higher crude oil prices, and they came up not to be high, but to be not as low. The demand crash in the world for crude oil and all of the petroleum products is what caused the price crash. This is a crawl back up, but it is not a surge. Only a very strong recovery in gasoline demand on top of strong oil prices could do that.
The lowest price in the country in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, $1.78 a gallon. The high right now, San Francisco, $3.15 a gallon.
Sedgwick County health officials report 1,120 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county now, and 28 residents have died. Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 13,830 COVID-19 cases across the state. And the KDHE says 270 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey telling KNSS News it was shocking to see the video of a police officer with a knee on George Floyd's neck in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Chief Ramsey says it was a sad day for the policing profession. Floyd's death has triggered many demonstrations nationwide, including Wichita.
We had, 20 to 30 protests in a couple weeks. And with a couple of exceptions, or a few exceptions, they all went very well. Our charge was, as long as they are peaceful, we're going to facilitate a successful protest.
Chief Ramsey is the only police officer who will serve on Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's Commission on Policing and Racial Issues.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy, warm, and humid start to the day, we should get to 92 for the high this afternoon with gusty south winds. A few clouds overnight, Tarlo 75, then sunny and hot weather ahead on Tuesday with a high 102, our heat index 105 to 110. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, we've got a south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour, 76 degrees with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Here on this Monday morning, time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So,
What do you think? We're going to have a spike in the reported COVID cases here in the county. Are we going to have to back up on this thing? You think we can go ahead with the reopening?
You know, that's really up to the county commission right now. They're the ones with the healthcare professionals and healthcare experts who are advising them. They're the ones with the power to put in any type of restrictions. You know, if we wanted to, make people who, let's say, cooks or people who deliver food to wear masks or any of that type of stuff, that's really up to the county commission. It is alarming, though, because originally we all thought, well, of course you're going to see a bump in the numbers because we have more testing. But nationally, it looks like the amount of testing is going up about 5%, but the amount of confirmed cases is going up about 30%. So there's actually a large disparity, which shows that it's not – the numbers aren't going up just because of testing. It's actually because this virus is spreading.
Are you seeing pretty good, but around Wichita? I mean, I'm seeing pretty good response. I wouldn't, not 100% on the mask, you know, but when you got to retail stores and whatnot, all the help seems to be wearing the mask. I mean, the people behind the counters, but the customers, not all of them are using the mask, I see.
Yeah, really, I think our small business or just our business sector has really stepped up in most cases. We're seeing bars and restaurants that are voluntarily closing because, you know, they think they can't keep the customers completely safe. So we are seeing that there are policies coming down from business owners to follow the CDC guidelines. As far as individuals doing it, as far as wearing masks, I guess it's an individual choice at this moment where some people are, some people aren't. I'm really encouraged by really my social media, seeing people who are posting the facts about wearing masks and how that cuts down on transmission. So, hopefully we won't get a spike in the numbers. It's, like I said, it's really up to the virus. It's not an artificial timeline. And, just look over what's happening to Texas right now in Florida. Like, we really paid a financial price here in Wichita by closing things down for a short time. And we don't want to have to pay that price again, right? Like, so I think it's a responsibility of all of us to do what we can to lower the spread of this virus, or else, it might force either the governor or the county commission to enact the type of policies that we already, had to go through about a month or two ago.
We have no Wichita City Council meeting tomorrow, as I understand it, but the work on the budget has been going on, and I know that you and I have talked about this for several weeks, and you knew that there was going to be a shortfall in revenue. You could predict that pretty easily with no sales tax, sales tax limited and whatnot. So what are we looking at as far as how much money do we need to fill that hole, do you think, right now?
So coming into this job, they told me we had like $30 million in the bank. They told me we're recession-proof. We had a complete – supposed to be a nice and easy year. But right now, the coronavirus has really messed up the projected budget by about, I think, $5 to $11 million is roughly what we have to cut from this year. And then next year, it's like, I think we're looking at another $15 to $16 million that we're looking to cut. Now, all that could change if Washington actually does something and gives us some type of federal relief, where there's talks for that right now, where, COVID's a federal problem, but we're paying the price. So the stuff that's looking to get cut with our budget, Wichita's been pretty responsible with their budget, for years. So there's really not some fat we can trim that no one's going to feel. So we're looking at everything from cutting or not opening pools, which is about $300,000, and it was a safety reason to not open pools when we have COVID right now, to changing the schedule for mowing grass, which I'm going to get a lot of calls on, right? Like, most people will think, oh, yeah, just go out another week with the grass if it's going to save, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But that's the type of stuff that I think really kind of sticks out, where people are going to be upset with us. To programs that people are used to having here in Wichita over the summer for kids or for adults that, we're not going to be able to operate this year. So some of this stuff has to do with the cuts. Well, all of it has to do with the budget, of course, but some of it's also generated by the virus.
So there's a lot of people, well, many people will get upset if they don't see that grass trimmed just,
Just so.
I get along.
I'm kind of that way. Well, I'm more that way about my neighbors than the city. But
my neighbor holds me accountable. I got a message on Facebook the other day. My neighbor, she writes, first time she's ever messaged me. I didn't even know she knew my Facebook. And she said, I know you're really busy, but why do you have to keep your lawn like that?
Really? Ouch.
Like, oh, man. We got a whole lot of stuff going on. Sorry.
That's terrible.
I didn't come home from, you know, City Hall and go mow the lawn in time. But, I mean, she was right. The lawn looked terrible. But, man, yeah, people, lawns is something that, you know, we get a lot of calls on where if I got to keep my lawn short and nice, how come the city doesn't have to keep their lawn short and nice? So yeah, we get it, but, you know, we have $150,000 we use on trees to go, like, plant and trim trees a year. So this might be one of those years where we're going to do a little less of that, but, you know, we got to adjust unless, like I said, a Hail Mary, something comes from Washington that can help us with the deficit we're seeing.
Okay, 4th of July coming up this weekend, Saturday. I hope everybody has a safe and sane 4th of July, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And be careful with the fireworks. Please don't burn down your neighbor's house.
Even if they have crummy lawn. Okay.
Right, yeah. Right. Especially the lawns going. Yeah,
there you go.
Perfect right. Disaster set up.
You know,
has the Whipple family purchased any fireworks yet?
Yeah, there you go.
No, I'm afraid if my kids figure out that how cool fireworks are, you know, I'll be cleaning up the mess for
right.
The next month. We'll get some sprinklers, maybe, you know, stuff that, or sparklers, I mean, not sprinklers. Jeez.
Okay.
I'm the least fun dad ever, but we'll probably get something, do something out back, but yeah, definitely nothing. Like, normally we have a great celebration downtown, and, you know, that was canceled because of large gatherings.
Well, someday
Brandon
just
Johnson, Councilmember Johnson, suggested that we fire fireworks off of the roof of City Hall so the whole city can see them. And I got to tell you, although it was a half-joking comment, you know, it's not our worst idea. So,
well, just,
you know, wouldn't it be nice if we did something like that?
Be encouraged, because someday those children will be old enough to mow the grass for you, okay?
Yeah, and buy their own fireworks.
Thank you, Mayor.
And the bad.
Appreciate it. Wichita is Mayor Brandon Whipple. Mondays with the Mayor, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up, Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. An older business will see new growth. Okay. And now Jonathan McCoy with today's retirement tip, sponsored by Market Advisory Group.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. It's time to rise and retire. We're starting this week talking about investing and planning for retirement during a recession. It's important to implement an investing and spending strategy that can account for all market environments. If you're a current...
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.